Hello, Canadians. Mr. McDougall here with today's teaching. It's titled Prayer Power. So today I'm going to teach you how to pray with power. Okay, so I've done quite a bit of teaching already on praying and how to pray. I think I did a two and a half hour sermon on YouTube on how to pray and how to enhance your prayer life. So today I'm going to talk about praying with power. And there's so many different things that go into praying, and you grow as you grow in prayer. There's levels to prayer, okay? So most of my life, I didn't pray too much because I just do. I apply the word as much as possible. And my deeds are out of humility and meekness. So here we're going to touch on, I think we got, let's see here, we touch on about four different things you can take away and apply immediately to your prayer life. And God's timing is at play. So if you know how to pray, focused prayer with power, bro, in the 3D, you're going to yield. Because God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. God is a G. God is exalting people and he's releasing abundance through computers. God sends money through computers. So, and I'll try to do this. This won't be totally rapid fire style. I might go through rapid fire style, but I might stop and add some words that aren't on here. Because I might have some creative thoughts that'll pop up here. Your mind needs to be focused when they pray. You have to train your mind to be focused on the moment of supplication. So I'm teaching you how to work your mind muscle for prayer. And what supplication is you're communicating to God what your needs are. And a lot of people don't get what they want because they don't even ask. You got to ask your Father for something. The answer is no, it's redirection. Boom. You don't get what you want, it's redirection. Don't chase a zero. God will lead you. So your mind has to be focused. Connect your mind to your words. This is something to train your mind muscle. God doesn't answer your prayer when you are not focused on your supplication. Keep your foot from evil. Holy Ghost will audit your spirit when you pray. Humans are easily distracted. We live in a world of endless distractions. A time comes to be hyper-focused, and that time is on prayer. The more focus, the more power inside your prayer. You have to train yourself to have a focused mind. And my audience is Canadians, men who are 35 to 55, atheists. And when you use the law of the universe to surrender, boom, and you're focused on your prayers, you are now a powerful human. Be aware of the way you pray. Now you have what it takes to manifest blessings. Understand what I just said? If you understand what I just said, that is a good thing. Let me repeat. Be aware of the way you pray. Now you have what it takes to manifest blessings. Because now you know, some people might know they have to ask God to give them things. Or their dad. But some people don't. And the people that don't, now you do. So be aware of the way you pray. Now you have what it takes to manifest blessings into the 3D. This is a 5D conversation. This is a 5D podcast. And I'm communicating from the 5D so you can use this information to yield and manifest in the 3D. Prayer is most important since the beginning of humanity. The most important ritual is prayer because prayer is your lifeline to God. You're a child of the Most High. Become prayerful. If you sit with a prominent man who has resources you need and your mind is somewhere else, he will sense it and be disrespected. A baby's mind is all over the place. Elders see the answer. Master focusing during prayer and you will stand out before the Lord. Yeah, so I'm showing you how to stand out, bro, in the spiritual world, in the 5D. And this walking with Jesus isn't about how long you've done something. It's about how much Jesus you're applying. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that's just day one stuff, bro. Like, Mr. McDougal's got 40 years of labor, right? Physical labor. So you better catch up because I don't want you to get left behind. Focus your mind on God, divinity, and find perfect peace because prayer gives peace. Focus your mind when you pray. Keep thy heart with all thy diligence. Pray scriptures out of your mouth and it will attract divinity highly. To be able to pray God's word in any supplication, you must be highly studious. When you can pray like this, you are powerful. Distraction breeds destruction when you supplicate. This entire planet has been designed to distract you from your destiny. Attend unto the Lord without distracting so you can manifest your destiny. You have a destiny. Every person has a destiny that is designed specifically before them, before they were even born, whether you know it or not. When you supplicate unto God, focus your mind or he won't answer you. Focus when you pray. Speaking in tongues means praying in the spirit. And if you can speak and pray in tongues, it's a heavenly language, you're generating more currency, more spiritual currency. And that's the highest source energies, to be able to speak and pray in tongues. To me, that's French. I'm looking for a French Bible, by the way, guys. I want to have one by next Sunday. There are two types of Christians. One who can or cannot speak in tongues. God wants you all to speak in tongues. Speaking in tongues is one of the most powerful prayers you can do. Your emotions must be involved and engaged onto God. When you pray with emotions, God sees it as desperation. Forbid not to speak in tongues. It's important to speak in tongues. Power is released by speaking in tongues. If you get filled with Holy Ghost, you have won life and the lottery. Mr. McDougal is filling with Holy Spirit. Speaking in tongues, power is released on you, which creates answered prayer. So what Mr. McDougal's talking about, prosperity Bible, and using Jesus, and using and applying scriptures with meekness, answered prayers. So your prayers, you can track your prayers. I track my prayers. What's my prayer rate? I get all my prayers answered, bro. That's why I don't really ask God for anything. I'm just kind of learning about what supplication is. I didn't know you could ask God for your things. I just, soldier mentality, I just do. Strong ox, Mr. McDougal is. So you want to track your answered prayer rate, because if your prayers aren't getting answered, that's because God's redirecting you somewhere else or you haven't reached breaking point yet. So if you can, applying this 9 minutes of wisdom, you're going to have a higher answered prayer and your prayers will be answered of the laws of the universe. Desire to speak in tongues. Speaking in tongues is a language of heaven which is not of this world. The baptism of the Spirit that carries true weight, not the baptism with the water. Hen shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Only Jesus himself can give you baptism of Holy Ghost. Speaking in tongues. You need this in your spiritual arsenal and tool belt. Praying in tongues is more powerful than not. You're protecting your future by praying in tongues. If you want your future, pray in tongues. Yeah, if you want your future, pray in tongues. Boom, that's like the highest amount of wisdom here. If you want your future, pray in tongues. Come to church with me. This is what makes you supernatural. Does this make sense? This is complex Christianity. Yeah, this is prophetic teaching. So I'm just gonna break this down and we are going in holy fire rapid fire style here, and I love it. Jacked on Holy Spirit. If you want your future, pray in tongues. Just period. That's like, that is so powerful. Like how much spiritual currency. I'm giving you cheat codes to the matrix. You know how many people have died over the course of time for me to be able to bring you this knowledge that you're getting to listen to for free on some device? Praying in tongues is more powerful than not. You're protecting your future by praying in tongues. If you want your future, pray in tongues. This is what makes you supernatural. Does this make sense? This is complex Christianity. This is a prophetic teaching. I say again, if you speak in tongues, well, you live in liberty. A man who speaks well in tongues is supernatural. Christianity is supernatural. Ye are gods who speak in tongues because you open up the supernatural side of God in you. The supernatural side of God is in every human. He who speaks in an unknown tongue speaks unto God. Odd topic. Keep a clean and orderly home. God wants to be with you inside your home, but he won't if you're unclean and unhealthy. Cleanliness is a part of Christianity, but become clean. Speaking in tongues is the language of heaven, which is more powerful than the language of the world. If you can speak tongues well, Satan will be scared of you. Satan is scared of you speaking in tongues. The devil must look at you and be scared of touching you. You need to make the devil second guess coming to trample your life. God expects English and tongues to come out of your mouth. Continue to build your spiritual ladders by setting spiritual goals. The gift of interpretation of tongues is extremely rare, which allows you to understand what you are saying in tongues. So if you can speak and pray in tongues and you know what you're saying, this is an extremely rare ability. And if you can do that, you're generating high spiritual currency, which will traverse through Jesus Christ into the 3D. It's the mechanics of the game we're playing to get the fruits of the Spirit. You want to get 100% of all the fruits of the Spirit. That's the game. That's the purpose and reason why you're listening to this podcast and Jesus Christ exists. God expects... Let's see here. Pray with a humble heart. Oh yeah, the next one. So boom, I can shift my energy from rapid fire to praying with a humble heart. Because when I pray with rapid fire, I'm bringing a lot of boldness and righteousness and honor and force. But now with a humble heart, poof, peace is contagious. Calmness is attractive. So pray with a humble heart. Okay? And God will hear you. Because you can pray, but God might not hear you. Right? But if you have a humble heart, he will hear you. You have a hardened heart, a millstone heart. You just use people, exploit people. You think the cost of human life is cheap. While Mr. McDougall believes men who are 35 to 55 atheist Canadians are valuable resources to this country. So praying with a humble heart, God will hear you. If your heart is humble, you will have more answered prayers. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You apply this. If you just do these things, right? Make a little checklist here. You just stack these into your prayer, man. I'm showing you how to powerhouse stack your prayer gun, man. Your prayer gun is a weapon. Your mouth, the words out of your mouth are either death or life, bro. And this is like straight facts. High income skills, public speaking, for a reason. The power is in the tongue. Oh no, one sec. Every Christian needs to seek humiliation daily because humans are prideful in nature. The prayer of the meek. Long services is what makes you great and powerful. You need to be cooked in the Holy Ghost. Be of no reputation. Give all glory to God. Pursue meekness every day. The prayers of the meek are more powerful. Moses was meek and his prayers were answered. As a male, if you have organic humility, you've won the lottery. The prayer of the humble carries weight. Humility is a hidden attribute of the heart who God sees. Every day, ask God for more humility. Make my heart more meek. Make my mind more meek. 2023, my spiritual goal was to master meekness. If you don't pray about it, you're not getting it. This will get you greater power by praying power by being meek and having a humble heart. God beautifies the humble with power. God saves the best for last. Service is kind of like a movie. There is a climax that comes at the end of service to release it to you. The main thing he wants to do to your soul comes at the end of service. God will touch your soul greatly at the end of service. Satan comes into church and tries to get you to leave because he doesn't want you to receive your blessing that comes at the end of service, that is released at the end of service. Pride is a trait of the wicked one, while humility is the way of Jesus Christ himself. God analyzes your heart when you pray. He checks the focus of your mind and posture of your heart. Let those of low degree rejoice, for they shall be exalted. Praying in silence. This is also known as a contemplation prayer. You say meditation. So now, putting on my target audience, which isn't Christians, my audience is atheists who are men who are 35 to 55. This next message is directed at you. Now, the term is synonym. Okay, synonym. The next couple words I'm going to say, if you could apply it as a synonym to your reality, your atheist reality, this should unlock quite a bit of the continuum, the theory of everything to you, knowledge. So praying in silence in Christianity is also called a contemplation prayer. Now, Mr. McDougall, as a guru, so one atheist man to another atheist man, I am in the guru niche, in the 3D. Okay, so just, we're aware. This is also called meditation. Okay, and so it's a different way to pray. And the energetic wells operate differently. I'm not going to go, I could go into a whole teaching on just that difference of the mechanic. Like you see that one biologist, he does the science of the brain, neuroscientist, and it's just amazing to listen to. I can do that in the 5D with a contemplation, prayer, and meditation, go into the mechanics of how the energy works, but I'll save that for another teaching. Okay, prayer in silence is a contemplation prayer. Don't pray in silence. God does not want silent prayers. There's one time where you can pray in silence, when you're in public setting and people are around. They should not hear you pray because they will say you're crazy. Don't be overly spiritual to your own condemnation, else you'll suffer exalting yourself like a fool. You must analyze the level of people around you and lower your voice up or down. This is elite Christianity. When praying in silence in a public area, you are screaming in the spiritual world. I never let a person see me praying in public because I don't want to risk others scoffing at me, which projects onto God. God is serious about his name, and when others disdain you, it's an abomination to him. Only pray through the heart in public. To capture divinity, yell, scream, or cry, but in public, pray through your heart. God is a God of a public image. God cares about everything. God cares about his name. Mastery of these traits will give you high answered prayer rate like Mr. McDougall. You will be a hyper spiritual person like Mr. McDougall. God will look at you as one of the most powerful prayers on earth. Church hopping doesn't work. Become planted and serve your community. Expand his kingdom. You need to be rooted. The kingdom of God has tribes, and this is a tribe of power. Serve your community. That wraps up today's teaching on prayer power. I could even call this powerhouse prayer, but this is, I'm releasing these teachings on how to build up this powerhouse, make you a powerhouse prayer person, and bring God His glory. When God does amazing things to you, bring it to your local pastor at your church. Come, if God does something so amazing and you don't even go to church, walk into your local church and give a testimony. But it's got to be like a really testimony to the pastor, and then he'll tell the congregation. So yeah, God likes it. If you want your points. So I'm a gamesman. I'm a man, like, I'm a gamer. I'm a winner. I've always been a winner. I'm always going to be a winner. Okay, because you always win with Jesus. When you don't get what you want, it's redirection, and God trains you. There's a phase, the Job phase, you're going to go through before you unlock your destiny. And God's going to have a conversation with the devil. He's going to say, you know what? You do whatever you want to this guy. Just don't kill him. And you'll be going through the tests like I've gone through. So anyways, I had a great time doing this prayer power in this holy week of 2023. We're in the season of Lent. I'll just touch on a couple things about Lent. This is my second season in Lent. Lent is about practicing isolation and consecration. So consecration is a spiritual ability. It's your ability to be alone and be happy and joyful with the Word. And I love being alone. Oh, I love being alone in my peace. It's absolutely amazing. So yeah, that's Lent. I keep things simple. I start less, finish more, and tend to the garden, and allow my spirit to catch up with my body. So that's the purpose of Lent. And Lent was the time Jesus went into the wilderness and fasted and prayed for 40 days. And then he got, at the end of that, he got his power to start his ministry. So have a great day. Talk soon.